You're listening to SBS News.
Honouring their seafaring past, a so-called Blue Water Empire. Through traditional song and dance, these mainland Torres Strait Islanders in Cairns are singing about a boat called a pearl lugger. Keeping the island customs strong while living far away from their home on the Papua New Guinea border is Noel Zaro, who runs the Gerib Sik cultural group.
These songs are actually stories. They're stories of where they, what reef they dive at, what wind is blowing, which harbour they come into. So each song, each lugger dance is a story. There is a story to it.
Noel Zaro is passing on their unique Melanesian languages and customs.
Us guys here, we're born and raised here on the mainland. And living here on the mainland, we try to keep our culture strong for the new generation coming.
The Gerib Sik group is going out to sea on a pearl lugger called Fala for the first time. The sound of an icon of the Torres Strait Islands in far north Queensland, under sail and racing through salt water. Pearl luggers are wooden boats with two masts, about 20 metres long, from the old pearl diving days. Pearl diving was once the major employer of Torres Strait Islanders. Hundreds of luggers worked from Australia's north coast from Broome to Mackay. For 100 years, pearl diving was the mainstay of the Torres Strait Island economy, but the collapse of the industry in the 1960s marked the start of a mass migration by islanders to the mainland to look for work.
Yep. Go a little faster, keep it level though.
These mainlanders are getting a hands-on experience hoisting the sail. Noel Zaro's son Caleb is one of the Gerib Sik dancers.
It's just good to finally be out on a luggerboat, getting an extra feel for the stories that go behind the dancers. Raise the sails and on the masts, and I don't know, just when we did that, it just sort of gave me goosebumps.
At the helm for the first time in 60 years is an old hand from the pearling days, Uncle Peddler Morrison.
It's good. It's good. Take me back. Take me back a long time. 60 years.
Nowadays, only a fraction of the more than 40,000 strong Torres Strait Islander population live on the islands on the PNG border. It was over these islands that land rights hero Eddie Koiki Mabo fought and won the landmark High Court legal case overturning Terra Nullius, Britain's justification for colonisation. Noel Zaro's family is from the same island as Uncle Koiki, known as Murray or traditionally as Mayor.
The main law that I was drilled into everyone was tag moki moki, which means hands. Moki moki means you don't touch what does not belong to you. So you keep your hands to yourself. Tetere moki moki is, tetere means foot. Tetere moki moki. So you don't walk off the path to another man's property. You stay on that path you walk. You must seek permission before you enter another man's property.
That law is not lost on young Torres Strait Islanders like Caleb.
We also being Indigenous Australians, but occupying up north, our land always was and always will be our land. Yeah, as Torres Strait Islanders and also to the Aboriginals of Australia.
They may be far from their islands, but islanders like Noel Zaro still feel at home on sea.
Wind blowing and the noise of the water against the boat. First time actually using the sails. It's unreal.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.